Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome to Talk Up with Trina. This is your fabulous host, Trina Kirkland. Today is Tuesday. It is August the 28th, 2018. And we are back here today. I started reading yesterday the Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Meyer. And we had started talking about accepting yourself, self-acceptance, which is part one. So we'll continue with self-acceptance today, and we'll be talking about the root of rejection. So please stay tuned for that. I had therapy this morning, started therapy since my fracture on July the 23rd. I had surgery to put some screws and plates in on August the 1st, and I started therapy today, so I'm doing pretty good. Had the stitches taken out last week on Thursday, and I started therapy today, so I'm feeling really good about that. I think I'm doing better than average because I kind of push myself, but I have been taking it easy because I don't want anything to happen to my hardware. So I will be taking it easy on that leg. But thank you again for joining in, and I will be right back for the root of rejection. God's word for you. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he approved it completely. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Genesis 1 and 31. The root of rejection. Rejection starts as a seed that is planted in our lives through different things that happen to us. The devil does not want to plant just a seed of rejection. He wants to plant it deep so it will develop into a root that will go way down and have other little rootlets attached to it. Eventually, these roots and rootlets will become a tree. Whatever you are rooted in will determine the fruit in your life, good or bad. If you are rooted in rejection, abuse, shame, guilt, or a poor self-image, if you are rooted in thinking something is wrong with me, your tree will bear depression, negativism, a lack of confidence, anger, hostility, a controlling spirit, judgmentalism, a chip on the shoulder, hatred, and self-pity. It leads you to say to yourself, well, the real me is not acceptable, so I need to produce a pretend me. All the areas of your life that are out of order can be reconciled through Jesus and the work that he has done on the cross. It happened to me, and God can do it for you. Begin to believe it. Don't settle for bondage, but be determined to be free. And the author leaves us with this thought. Here is the good news. You can be delivered from the power of rejection. So, folks, you see, the root of rejection is very, very deep. The devil didn't intend, or the enemy rather, to just plant a seed. He wants it to go really, really deep, to rule us, to control us, to guide our thoughts and feelings, to cause us to feel all those self things, those things, depression and negative self-image and being hostile. And we don't want to be that way. So let that root of rejection that the enemy has planted in you just be reconciled through Jesus, and he will uproot all of those roots and let you flourish and grow, and you will be rooted in Christ, the true vine. And that, my friends, is where we need to be. So don't let the enemy tell you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, nobody likes you, there's nothing wrong. You are perfectly you. And we will never, ever, you will never sense the fulfillment in life unless you reach the goal of being yourself. I will leave you with that from the back of the author's book. And again, this is Discover the Joy of Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Meyer. And again, we are focusing today on self-acceptance and the root of rejection. Thank you for listening and have a very blessed day.